This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The jury began deliberating today in the trial against Aurora fire paramedics who administered ketamine to Elijah McClain. As CPR's Tony Gorman reports, McClain's mother and community advocates say their expectations are low.
During closing arguments, the defense attorneys pointed to systemic issues in law enforcement as a reason that Jeremy Cooper and Peter Chakuniak injected Elijah McClain with a large dose of ketamine. Supporter Medean Holmes says the defense tried to sell a fairy tale of care to the jury.
The closing remarks marked yet another narrative of rationalization, of an attempt to pretend that there was care for Elijah, that there was an intent to center him and his health.
Both paramedics face felony charges of reckless manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
CPR News will head into special coverage on the air when we receive a verdict from the jury, along with the latest at CPR.org. Legal and political experts are still trying to digest the implications of the Colorado Supreme Court ruling disqualifying former President Trump from the March primary ballot. Denver appellate lawyer Nelson Boyle was surprised by the decision.
It's a bold move for a court to apply the law in a way that a lot of people in society will be upset by, even though I think it's the right decision.
Both former President Trump and Colorado's Republican Party have vowed to appeal the ruling to the U.S. Supreme Court. In Boulder, it'll be mostly clear and 34 tonight, sunny and 56 tomorrow. This is CPR News.